coming to you live from the heart of UFO Valley in North Wales. This is Denby Paranormal News.
Well, Denby Paranormal News is delighted to bring you a very special interview. An interview with a truth seeker, Gareth Davis of MindsetCentral.com and co-host of Nervous Teeth, one of my favourite podcasts. So, good evening, Gareth.
Hello, Peter. It's Gareth here from NervousTeeth.com, of course, yes. Hope everything's good in Wales. Hope you're hanging out there and having fun. And I hear the weather's been good, so I know you don't get that much good weather. It's usually raining or overcast, but when the sun comes out, everyone starts smiling and running around in string vests and stuff. But be that as it may.
Well, Gareth, the weather's broken now. It's absolutely thrashing it down, as per usual. We did have that good spell, but back to the bad weather, I'm afraid. Anyway, to start with, Gareth, can you tell the listeners a little about yourself, Rodzilla, your co-host, and Nervous Teeth, and what it sets out to do?
Well, yeah, Peter, certainly I can tell you all about Nervous Teeth and myself and Rod. Nervous Teeth is a weekly internet radio show that came about 2 years ago in the fall or autumn of 2005. And it kind of all came together because podcasting was really starting to take off, and I'd always wanted to do some kind of radio on the internet. I'd experimented with, on my own website, Mindset Central, I'd experimented with what I called Mindset Radio, which was somewhat popular. I mean, it wasn't something that was regularly output onto the internet, but sporadically I would throw up an interview or talk into a microphone for 10 minutes and post the MP3 on my website. And, you know, inexplicably, people would actually download this and listen to me rant about stuff. So I thought it'd be a great idea to actually do a weekly show. And with the advent of podcast and, you know, the RSS feed, it became very easy. What happened was I got very frustrated with listening to regular news radio one afternoon driving to work. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was a talk show, so to speak, where people wouldn't laugh and ridicule at the weird stories? And I've noticed that on American television and in the UK also, whenever on the radio or on television, when a strange story such as a UFO sighting or some kind of ghost thing or whatever, some kind of paranormal incident is reported, it's always done firmly, tongue firmly placed in cheek. Very rarely is it done, you know, seriously. Now, that's not to say that Nervous Teeth covers serious stories seriously, because we goof around and you know, as much as the next guy, but that was the inspiration for Nervous Teeth, to give these stories a fair airing and also a way for myself to give my points of view on these stories and to tell people, you know, what I thought, give an alternate point of view as to you know, what was going on in the world. And as for Rod and I go way back. You know, we worked together years ago in a record store and became fast friends, and he seemed like the natural co-host for the show. So I called him up and said, "Hey, dude, I'm going to be doing this. You want in?" And he was like, "Yeah, let's go." And the rest is history, so to speak.
Well, it is good to have a friend, isn't it? Okay, Gareth, you are a truth seeker, as I've said before, and many of your podcasts, they mention things like the New World Order, the Illuminati. Can you enlighten us with some basic information about these shadowy organizations?
The NWO, the New World Order, is, I don't know whether it's an actual organization, but it's something that's been spoken about and alluded to over the past maybe 10 or 15 years by many heads of state, most notably George Bush Sr., who mentioned the New World Order on several occasions during his political speeches. And it is happening. I mean, the world is being redesigned. Countries are being re-sliced up. Borders are being changed. And they're all being changed without the people who live in these countries being fully aware. We have trade agreements going on. You got the European Economic Community. You got the North American Trade Organization. All this basically leads to a one-world economic system. And that's the way it seems to be going. I mean, you know, in the past, it was always like every country would be competing with other countries. Now we seem to be moving toward a one economic system where, with open trade, and no doubt a one-world government is not too far beyond that. There's a lot of information on this, a lot of information to be learned. I know that some people listening to this right now might instantly dismiss it, and understandably so, because it is a little bit far out for the for ears that haven't been haven't heard this before. But something that Nervous Teeth sets out to do also is plant seeds, and we talk about it on our controversial subjects, which people, you know, quite rightly so, would dismiss instantly. But the seed has been planted. You can't unhear what you've just heard. And hopefully, on more than one occasion, those seeds will begin to grow. The Illuminati is an ancient organization, which is tied into the ancient bloodlines of the world, which David Icke and many other researchers have talked about. And they appear to be the ancient bloodline of families that control the world's wealth and basically run the world today and have done for thousands and thousands of years. So another, you know, kind of bizarre take on the world, but something that not too difficult to research and take a look at. So if it does sound that crazy to you, go have a look. Check it out.
Okay, Gareth, you mentioned David Icke there. I have listened to Icke, and another favourite of mine is Alex Jones, who is a big noise in the world of conspiracy theory. What is your opinion of Alex Jones?
Well, Peter, Alex Jones is a personal favourite of mine. I think he's immensely entertaining, and I think he's got some major guts. I mean, the guy's a bulldog. He'll go do things that most of us will be like, no, wait a second, I'm not going to jump that fence and run into, you know. I mean, the guy's bullhorned politicians, got in their face, told it like it is, and that takes some major guts, and, you know, my hat's off to him. As far as the information he presents, I mean, it's all good, solid stuff, but nothing too new. I mean, it's stuff that other researchers have come up with, and it's basically the same stuff that he's hashing out. But what's awesome about Alex Jones is that he will go where other conspiracy researchers will fear to tread, myself included. But yeah, I think he's great. I highly recommend his radio show and his documentaries. They're not only are they, you know, incredibly informative, but highly entertaining also.
Well, yes, I do agree. Very entertaining, and people should check out Alex Jones. Right, Gareth, you left the UK many, many years ago. Well, many years ago, not too many. But you obviously keep a very close connection with the UK. What is your opinion on what the UK is today compared to when you lived here?
Well, this is a great question, because things have changed considerably in regard to surveillance in the UK since I lived there. When I lived there, closed-circuit television cameras were very few and far between. I mean, they were there, but they were, like, very rare. I went back a few years ago and was completely astounded and blown away by the speed cameras on the motorway. I remember getting onto the M4 to drive into Wales and seeing these signs, and then getting home and asking some family and friends, and they were and telling me about it and being like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're kidding me. And like, oh yeah, you know what? You know, if you speed, these things take a camera of your license plate, take a picture of your license plate, then you get a summons in the mail for whatever amount of money that they deem necessary to charge you for speeding. And I'm like, that should be like illegal, you know? That is so wrong. I mean, I'm not condoning speeding or anything like that. You know, if you're speeding and you get pulled over by a cop, I mean, okay, you know, fair enough. All right, you busted. Okay, you got me. You know, that's totally fair, and I have zero issues with that. But when there's like a camera snapping away and then anonymously, like, you know, this faceless summons comes in the mail, that's not cool. And the fact that people over there put up with it is... is staggeringly predictable. And what I mean by that is, I formed like opinions and or theories about why the people in the US and the people of the UK will put up with different things. Now, I think that while the vast majority of the people in the United Kingdom are far more aware of what happens in the world than the vast majority of the people in the United States, they're also far more filled with apathy. They know what's going on, but nobody acts. And the people that do act, they're a very small minority. Whereas here in the United States, most people are clueless. They have no clue what goes on in the world. You know, I think that there's probably a substantial population in the country that doesn't even know the world exists outside of the United States. They have no idea what goes on. And I think that's very wise for the powers that be to do that, to keep the American people dumbed down and unaware of what happens in the world, simply because they would not stand for it. The stuff that goes on in the UK simply would not fly in the United States today. Now, I think over the next, 10, 15, 20 years, that'll change. But as of right now, people would not sit idly back and let that stuff happen, which is why they're intentionally, I believe, dumbed down and have little or no knowledge of what happens outside of the United States. Now, that's the. I mean, there are people out, over here that do know what's going on, but they're a small minority compared to the rest of the people.
Okay, after listening to one of your shows, I actually cut down quite heavily on the amount of television I watch, in particular the news. It was really in order to become more open-minded, especially to other less mainstream points of view. So basically now I only watch Doctor Who, Lost, 24, and Life on Mars.
Well, Peter, I commend your choices of television watching, with the exception of maybe Lost and 24. Lost started out as one of the most original, amazing television shows I'd ever seen, and quickly transformed into garbage. And 24, while compulsive viewing, is filled with mind control propaganda and, all that stuff. Whereas Life on Mars is way cool, and Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who, is good also. But cutting down on television, I think, is a good thing, because television is basically a hypnotist sitting in the corner of everyone's living room. They manipulate our views on reality. And they do this not just by the news, but by, television shows, movies, and all that stuff. And even though we're not consciously aware of it, our views are changed and tricked. Something I've said before on Nervous Teeth about this is, like, if you ask the average person what their view is of a soldier, you know, assuming, of course, that they've never been in the military or anyone close to them has been in the military, and what they tell you will be heavily colored by popular media, you know, television shows and movies, as to what they think and feel soldiers are. Whereas in reality, you know, it's very, very different. So I would be very wary of television. I think it's wise to restrict your viewing, especially from the news point of view. Try and get your news from the internet rather than sitting in front of the box listening to people rant, you know. It's better to choose the lies you believe rather than have them force-fed to you.
Well, yes, that's an excellent point. And you say get your news from the internet. That, I think, is important. And one of the things I've been following on the internet is the Rosie O'Donnell saga. Famous person there over in the USA, involved in talk shows and things like that. And it's tough for people like Rosie to come out and state what they believe to be the truth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. It's very tough. It's tough for ordinary people to do it. You know, the likes of you and me, it's very tough to come out and say, well, I believe this, simply because of friends and family. Because you've been, you know, they've all been conditioned to believe in a certain worldview. They all believe that the world functions in a certain way. Everyone has a mindset on how reality functions. And for the most part, those mindsets overlap with other people's. But they're never 100%. They're always a little different. And it's very difficult to break with the norm and say, you know, to your friends and family, well, I believe this, because they're going to look at you like you're, you know, you're insane. And you, nobody wants to be looked at like they're insane, so you kind of keep those thoughts to yourself unless you're incredibly, you know, you're very courageous. In the instance of Rosie O'Donnell, or if you're a celebrity, it makes it that much worse, because you're not only gambling with how people will perceive you, you're also gambling with your livelihood, because you're a public figure and you're you know, you're world famous. What you say can negatively impact how you make a living. So for someone like Rosie to come out and say this stuff, I mean, it does take guts, and she has to weigh out all options. So even though there are a lot of celebrities who would agree with a lot of the stuff that you know, we talk about on Nervous Teeth, they'll never publicly come out and say so, simply because, you know, they don't want to be unemployed.
Okay, Gareth, you and Rod Rodriguez, you mix serious messages with some great comedic conversation at Nervous Teeth. laughter, it is important, is it not? It's very important.
Well, Peter, yes, laughter is very important, and we do that for two reasons on Nervous Teeth. We do it because it's a lot of fun to goof around and laugh, but also the people that attempt to subvert the way we think about reality, their main modus operandi is fear. And if you get people scared about something, you can pretty much make them do anything you want. So laughter is a good tool to fight against fear. If you look at 9/11, you know, the horrible, horrific tragedy that took place on that day, people in the United States were scared and they were angry. And I think that there was maybe a 6 to 8 month window after September 11, 2001, where the United States government could have said, we're going to do this. And regardless of what this was, the people would have been like, yeah, go for it, do it. I mean, all, you know, whether it would have been a nuclear strike or whatever, biological warfare, whatever they wanted to do, there was an 8 month window where the American people would have vastly, the majority would have supported it. Luckily, nothing like that did happen, but that just does, it illustrates the power of fear. If you get people scared enough, you really can do anything. So it's good to laugh. And we do laugh and make fun of some pretty serious topics. I mean, in reality, you know, we joke around about, you know, the Catholic Church and pedophilia, which in reality is, you know, it's truly sickening and horrific. You know, when you think about it seriously, it turns my stomach to think of that stuff. But we goof around and laugh at it on Nervous Teeth, basically to illustrate a point that it's far more prevalent than people are aware of. And people in high positions of power engage in this sick, depraved behavior far more than the majority of people are led to believe.
Well, Gareth, I think time is beginning to beat us here. Can I say thank you for giving us this time to Denby Paranormal News? Thank you for the work you are doing for us. You're getting the message out. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we finish?
Well, what can I say? Well, what I can say is anyone who's listening right now, question your beliefs. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, everyone has a mindset. Everyone has a point of view on how reality functions, how the world works. Question that. Why do I believe the things I believe? Why do I think this is true and not this? Question your beliefs. Challenge your world views.
Well, wise words there from Gareth, and Gareth, deep thinker. You've thought about this sort of stuff, and you're out there spreading the word, getting the message out, and we are a lot safer and better for the likes of Gareth and Rod at Nervous Teeth. Anyway, Gareth, once again, thanks. Many thanks, old chum, and thanks for your time. Best wishes to Nervous Teeth and to Nervous Teeth listeners everywhere. Bye for now.
Thank you, Peter. It's been a great pleasure. Appreciate it. All right, man. Have a great week, whatever. Keep listening to Teeth, and shoot me an email. We'll talk again soon. Bye.